It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome, welcome, little chickadees. Hello across the world. You know, we have a great studio guy named Brian, and whenever he counts me in, I haven't been counted in a long time, and I get this countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, and it's suddenly like very nerve-wracking. My blood pressure goes boom, 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 and I think, I've been doing this for 13 years. This shouldn't be happening, but I think it's because it really just plunks you right into the awareness that, you know, when I'm talking, when we're sharing like this in an episode, I'm not just speaking into a mic, I'm speaking into someone, a real person, your ears. You're letting me just get in there and walk around in your head for a while. And that's a privilege. And it makes me really want to bring it. You know, you can't fall down on that. You've got to say, okay, thank you. I mean, imagine asking your best friend to let you talk to her for an hour, or him for an hour, and they just couldn't say anything. They would just listen and think about the things you said. Oh my God, imagine if you could ask your spouse for that. I mean, you see, it's a real, real privilege. So I am aiming to bring it for you guys this morning. And I'm going to start with a little story. We are in episode number 566. It's called A Super Dose of Good Energy Now. And I don't know how to be more, you know, blunt than that. I mean, that's like the most blunt episode title ever. So right now it's pretty early morning. I had to cancel my live show yesterday, and so I'm making up for it now with you, which means we won't be having callers, but I'll tell you why I canceled my live show. I had to do one of those mom duties that if you don't do it, your kids will remember for 20 years and never really let it go. So the mom duty I was doing yesterday was standing outside the DMV in the hot sun and a line that wrapped around 2.5 sides of the, of course, four-sided building. So after 3 hours of standing in line, we finally got into the building where my daughter proceeded to take a little test that lets her get her driver's permit, her learning permit. And, you know, it's a milestone. You've got to do it. So she takes the little test, and then the lady says, okay, you can sit down now. It'll be about another 3 hours for the next step. Just, you know, inside, you know how people look in the DMV. We're a bunch of zombies in there because we are repressing intense amount of hatred, upset, bitterness, anger, resignation, feeling beaten down. Boy, so I got to immerse myself in that atmosphere for a total of 7 hours yesterday. And let me say, this morning I woke up and I was a little cranky. Yes, I'm starting the show cranky. And I realized it because as I was prepping my notes and I got up early, you know, to get this put together for you and review all my research and what are we talking about today? What are we sharing? And I started crabbing away to myself. You know that, you know how we do that. I was thinking about, oh, you know, it's a dark day out again. And you know, it's cloudy and it's all cold. And I'm just sitting here in my bathrobe and I'm still grouchy and I have this tremendous pressure and we have all these behind the scenes changes going on and, you know, in our company. And it's like just all this stuff, this pressure. And I thought, yeah, I'm about to go talk people into, what was that again? A super dose of good energy now? How are you going to pull that off, Summer? And that kind of, you know, hit me in the face with a wet washcloth, right? That's the phrase, the old phrase. And I realized this is a perfect, perfect demonstration for today's topic. Because I'm not coming at you with a, hey, I feel amazing. I'm coming at you with, tell you what, it's been a really stressful week. Stressful, lots of different pressure from all different places. And of course, it's my son's last week of school. So everything is disrupted in our home. You know, first week of summer for us. So this is a perfect show because the aim of it today is to show you how to shift from one mood to another at will, on demand. Because I could easily not be doing this taping, not be doing this show with you right now, and just let myself cruise along in this semi-grumpy, slumpy feeling state for hours until it just gradually, you know, perhaps wears off on its own, which is what most of us do. And we give up hours and days and weeks and months and years of our lives to these feeling states we do not want to be in, that just come in and seem to overwhelm us and just grab us. And we don't think about them. We're not taught to think about them as things that we can change. We're not taught to really think about them at all. Just snap out of it, right? I mean, everything that we're told is just a quick fix. Just get over it. Snap out of it. Pay attention. Oh, just let go of that. Okay. Do you want to show me how? Can you imagine if you told someone, do a long division problem involving 14 variables? Okay. Can you show me how? And yet we just expect ourselves to know. So if I had a little sound and to play right now, it'd be the rewind sound. We're going to rewind and we're going to go back and we're going to figure out how you go from cranky to pleasant. How you go from pressured to relaxed. How you go from upset to okay. We're going to figure out how to reach that essential, pure, good feeling. Because doing that is one of the principal pillars, the hallmark of the state of flow. And for those of you guys who are new to this work, I don't always do intro to flow dreaming shows anymore because I tried to do them like once a year. And after doing 13 or 14 of them or 20, I'm like, okay, I've said this enough. So I urge you to either look back in the on-demand episodes, the podcast part of my program, and find one that says like introduction to flow dreaming, or just go over to my website, flowdreaming.com. There's a free kit. And I mean, it's a kit. There's multiple pieces to it. There are audios that you download, some PDFs, 15, 20 minutes, you know, little pieces that you listen to. And I teach you how to flow dream, how to get into flow and what it is. And then we get to practice it together. And I give you a flow dream that I've created to work with. So go grab it because I'm not going to teach you all about, you know, how to flow dream today. I'll teach you instead something very specific, which is how to flip your emotional state. This is something that I've actually asked my private students to begin really practicing heavy and hard. A couple months ago, I said, look, you guys, I don't want you to learn how to flip your state in just 2 hours. I want you to learn how to flip it in 2 minutes. You know, imagine you're a runner and you're shaving time off that mile. How fast can you get? Because the faster you get at this, the more hours, days, weeks, and years of your life, you are now freed up from feeling negativity. Like, look long-term. We're playing the long game. You learn this, and now you have lifted the burden of negativity and upset and anger and bitterness and, you know, depression, being in that funk. You've lifted that for hours of your time in the future. I mean, really, what other things can you teach yourself that would be so incredibly giving back to you? Not much. There is not much. So let's start with a little sciencey stuff. I haven't done this in a while, but I think it's really interesting. So I'm going to share some of that with you. many of you know that the flow state is characterized by a sense of letting go, releasing, entering a state of lack of awareness of you. You tend to not be self-conscious or even aware of yourself, aware of time anymore. You lose track of your surroundings. It's very similar, if not the same, as a daydream state. And in the flow state, this is the flow state as defined by positive psychology, by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, of course, the founder of this, you know, work, which is going back at least 20 years or longer at this point. We've been talking about this. You know, flow, optimal experience, positive psychology, it all sort of bloomed out of this work. So when you're in flow, You have complete concentration on whatever task you're doing. In our case, your task is not golfing or scientific discovery or creativity or writing or anything that you typically think of getting into the groove, like getting in the flow with. In this case, your task is, I am changing and reshaping my emotional self. And I am reaching out and I am bridging the gap between physical and non-physical. That becomes the task. And this is where we veer away from the standard psychological aspect of it. And we kind of bring in the spiritual. We bring in the other, the something else. And we nurture that. And we say, can we be in flow in the bridge between action and pre-action, physical and non-physical, body and spirit? That's the task that I'm focusing on. And when you get there, time seems to distort. It either goes really fast or it goes really slow or you forget about it completely. There's a feeling of effortlessness to this, of ease to it. You get there and you're not pushing. You stop trying. You just are. Similar to meditation, right? There's all the effort to get in and you battle your mind and then you break through that and then you just are. There's also a feeling of control. Not control over everything, control over the whole world and the universe, but an inner control. A sense of, I am in a state where I want to be. I've selected this. This feels right and good. And I can exert ideas and direction. It's up to me. I have inner power here. Last, you know, when you're in flow, there's this sense of lack of consciousness, lack of self-consciousness. You're over yourself. You're past you. You're past the small and the little you, and you're in something bigger. And I think this is where flow and spirituality really come together. This is where you cross the bridge. You're in something bigger, and you feel at ease and content and enjoy. And you can look back and see little you, small you. You can look forward and see big you. The sense of being outside of you helps you understand all of you. We're always on the inside looking out, and in flow state, you get on the outside looking in. And this is gifted to you. You are born with this. This is not something that only masters of, you know, Buddhist meditation for 20 years get to reach. This is something you are. This is something that kids are experiencing daily until they wear out of it and their brains change and they are inundated with everything we teach them and tell them to pay attention. And it's all out here. Snap, snap, snap out of it. And they lose it. Go watch a kid playing a game, fully involved in some imaginary, you know, he's got the little Legos going in the bathtub, or, you know, the Star Wars toys are having their imaginary battle, the Barbies, the tea set, fully wrapped outside of themselves, lost in time, in flow. This is what we are getting back to as adults. You know, there are certain kinds of people who seem to get into flow better than others. Studies have actually shown something called an autotectic personality. Autotelic. Poor eyesight. L is a T. Autotelic personality. These are people who do things because they are intrinsically rewarding. They're not doing things for external goals. This tends to make up the bulk of the self-developed community, right? You guys are not chasing stuff on the outside so much. You're chasing stuff on the inside. That's what drives you in life. Joy, balance, inner harmony, peace, not cars and mansions and money in the wallet. Of course, we're all driven in both directions, but generally we do things because they seem good, because we want to. Because they feel right. They're pleasing inside of us. So you probably have an easier time getting in flow. And those of us who are more externally motivated, intrinsic versus external motivation, you come into flow because you've been trying to make a lot of stuff in life. And it's maybe breaking and falling apart and not sticking around and not staying. And you keep saying, how do I make it better? How do I make it better? I've done all the things that they tell me to do out there. I went to school. I got the job. I got the marriage. I got the this. I got the graduation paperwork. I got the, you know, paperwork to show to HR. I got everything. And it's still breaking and not working. How do I fix the stuff outside? That's an external motivator. And yes, all of that can be addressed in flow as well. But some of you are there for more intrinsic reasons, because being in this state is a pleasure in itself. And whenever you go there, you get a good hit of dopamine and you want to keep going there. And you're doing it without using any pills or smokes or anything else to get there. It's just built into you. It's a gift you were given. So ideally, what we want to end up doing is reaching a really nice balance inside of ourselves, right? All of you intrinsically motivated people, yes, it's great to have a wonderful, you know, fulfilled life and to reach all those inner goals. But you tend to be very hypercritical of yourself too. You know, your inner goals are always unreachable. There's always more and more and more inside you. If I was only better than, if I could only get through this, if I could only get past this block, if I could only reach, figure out what this pattern is. And this is where flow says to you, hey, let go of that for a little while. Let's focus on some of the things outside you. Let's build up that bank account. Let's get a good job. Let's get a good thing going for yourself. Let's get some steady income. Let's get a good safe home. Flow draws you in that direction. Those of you who are more focused on the good home and the good bank account, flow says to you, hey, let's get off those depression medications. Let's work on yourself. Let's figure this out. Let's get happier. Let's discover if there's something more, something you haven't seen yet, some reason for being inside you. What lights you up? How can you get more of that? How can you give back to the world? Does that make you feel good? So you guys are all busy getting balanced in that direction. And of course, caveat, I'm not telling anybody to get off your medications. I'm just saying to have the drive and the urge to rehabilitate yourself because you're working on your own emotions like we're doing today, getting happier. I know we're not happy yet, are we? We're going into science, which is kind of boring, but it's also really important. Because it's giving you a real understanding that this work that we do isn't just fluffy stuff. It's not just cotton candy, you know, pulling it out of your butt stuff. It's fun, grounded, real life-changing work. And when you do it, you can sit down confidently and feel like, hey, this is like going to the gym for my muscles and my heart and cardio. This is gym for my soul. And I do it every day. This is gym for my mind, and I do it every day, right? Sudoku, gym for your mind. Try some flow dreaming. Gym for your emotions. So there are fewer and fewer days you wake up unhappy, dreading your life, dreading going off to work, dreading all of that stuff. So let's keep going here. I just want to tell you a teensy bit more, and then we're going to practice. We are going to get into flow, and we are going to see what it's like to feel better. Right now, like just shift. That's my goal here. Before we reach the end of today's episode, I want you blazing and positive and happy and raring to go. And it doesn't matter what the day looks like outside. It doesn't matter what pressures are on your shoulders. It doesn't matter what's on your to-do list or what isn't on your to-do list for the day. None of that matters. You have defined the direction for your feelings for the rest of the day. So what happens in your brain when you are in flow, when you're flow dreaming? One of the number one things that's been researched is that there's decreased activity in your prefrontal cortex. What does that mean? Well, your prefrontal cortex is where you get your higher cognitive functions for, right? Memory, working memory. You know, it's your forefront concrete state of mind, self-reflection, self-awareness. But when you're in flow and this area kind of gets, you know, temporarily spun down like a disc spinning down, it actually helps create that distortion in time. It also helps create something really, really important. Loss of the inner critic. The inner critic. You guys who've ever written, who's ever tried to write a book before or a story or a poem, you know it's like, oh, it's so hard. Oh my God, this is terrible. What I'm writing is terrible. I'll never pull this together. This is the worst dialogue I've ever written in my life. Why did I think I should be doing this? And then at a certain point, you're like, oh, I could just write for a whole another 2 hours. I'm just, oh my God. And you're in it and you're gone and you're with the story. And the inner critic has finally receded into the background and you are now freed. And the avalanche awakens. That's the inner critic. This inner critic in your life is judging you every moment. But when you are in flow, that inner critic leaves. And what happens when it leaves? Now you can really make and create. And there is nothing there to sabotage it. There is nothing there to tell you no. There is nothing there to say, you can't have this. That's ridiculous. You can't feel this way. You can't. Because that's what the inner critic tells us all the time, all day long. We need these little spots in our day and in our life where we're able to shut that down and say, yes, I can. Yes, I can. And you can't tell me I can't. A couple other really important things about being in flow. Did you know? I just learned this today, actually. There are studies. A study was done at St. Bonaventure, the university. Bonaventure. I don't know how to say it. Where they ask people to get into flow state either by themselves or with a team. And of course, they did activities, you know, to sort of get them into focused tasks. They weren't doing flow dreaming per se, which flow dreaming is the activity that we do in flow state. You know, we compound it and compound it. They discovered that people love to flow together way more than by themselves. There's just something about the magnification. There is something that helps us get into this state easier when other people are also losing themselves into it. In psychology, they call it a contagion, right? It's a contagion, not like a, you know, not like a zombie virus or speaking of zombies, I got zombies on the mind today. Maybe because it's a dreary day and it's early in the morning and it's the zombie hour. But the contagion is a good contagion. Because it's catching. It means it's like crowd psychology. You ever heard of crowd psychology or crowd psychoses? Like when people get into rioting and like, why are all these good people suddenly rioting? What happened? How did this occur? There's a kind of catching zeitgeist, a moment. And when people are losing themselves into flow, we tend to get pulled or drawn into it even easier. So if you have trouble flow dreaming, do it with partners. Do it with a friend. Do it with a group. You know, in me school, that's what we do. We get together twice a month and we flow dream together to make it easier and easier. We're carving this channel, you know, like water carves a channel in the hardest bedrock. We carve this channel week after week after week after week. Students are practicing alone, then they're practicing together. And as they practice and they practice and they practice, and we're talking only like 15 minutes of practice at a time. This is not like, you know, a 4-hour practice here. 15 minutes over and over. It gets easier and easier. And the shift is fast, 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 fast. So the last thing is that it has been shown that imagery can help you move into flow state. This is really fascinating. There's been research, psychologist named Cohen worked with tennis players and found that those who imagined themselves in the flow state performing their task had an improved ability to get into flow state and consequently an improved outer result. So in flow dreaming, we use imagery. Our imagery, though, instead of improving our tennis stroke, our imagery takes us to the other side, takes us over the bridge. It takes us into non-physical. It opens the window. It opens the door, however you want to say it. Helps us spin up our inner energetic self, where we're able to become open to all of that information in the world that is swirling around through us and in us and around us at this very second. Right? Because here's that other little critical piece about flow. In you and your emotional self. In flow, we recognize that there is a physical self and then there's the non-physical self. And there's all these little kind of gradations in between. right? As we study the quantum level, what we see are physical manifestations and non-physical manifestations of quantum. Truly. And that's why we can't get our sciences in alignment. We still, there's a huge, gulf between the standard model of physics and quantum mechanics. If you've ever looked into this, you know it's like there are actually two competing scientific ways of explaining the world, and the two of them basically negate each other. They should not, if one exists, the other one should not exist, yet they've both been proven to exist, and everyone is scratching their heads, waiting for the next Einstein to come up and say, aha, this is how they lay into each other. So you have this physical model and you have this non-physical model. Look at your body. It's a physical model, right? It's the first thing we all discover because literally we're in it. But the non-physical model, spirit, religion, gods, goddesses, tales of, the tales of the gods and the goddesses of antiquity, being intuitive, being psychic, talking to your loved ones on the other side, the effect of celestial bodies energetically on you, the effect of numbers on you, the effect of crystals and other physical forms as they intermix with your physical body. All of this stuff, all of the woo that we love and we're into falls into this other side, which we know exists. How do we get these two parts of our understanding, of our knowledge of the world to come together? We are looking for that same breakthrough that science is looking for right now. And until we receive that breakthrough, we just have to do the things that get us there. We have to do the techniques and the stuff that we know works. And that's flow dreaming. And all of this is circling back to my original promise to you in today's episode to shift your state, right? To get into that different state of being. Because right there, that's key number one. You can be in flow, but how do you want to be in flow? You want to be grumpy in flow? Let's be grumpy in flow. Oh boy, that would be one of the worst things you can probably do in flow. Let's not do that today. However, you can be grumpy on your way into flow. In fact, many of us are. Many of us are motivated to get into flow because some bad stuff is going down. And we are like, oh, I need to fix this now. Right? Some of us are preemptively getting into flow because we're like, hey, this is just like my daily vitamin. You know, I do this in the morning. I'm brushing my teeth and I take my shower and I close my eyes for 5 minutes in that shower. And I just get into flow and I set up my day. And it's like a proactive, preemptive strike. And others of us are like, no, I don't really do that. But I did discover that I had a big argument with my brother-in-law. And I was so angry and I just knew I had to get out of that state and I had to like fix this. So I went into flow. Both are fine. You're carrying two different energies into flow state though, right? So today, how do we carry a negative energy in and how do we change it? So that's really all I wanted to kind of share with you about what flow is and how we get there, you know, to really help you understand we're doing something quite real. You go into flow, your dopamine, your reward circuitry gets totally amplified. That's the problem when I record early in the morning. I'm still chugging down my coffee here as we speak. You can hear me taking little sips, tripping over my mouth. So you're doing these things to grow an area of your brain. Right? You know how they say meditation actually rewires parts of your brain? They have studied that as well. On people who meditated for years and years. You, every time you're practicing something using your mind, every time you're practicing an emotion using your mind, you are changing what's going on in your brain. You're changing those neural pathways, changing them. And those of us who hit and hammer on worry all day long, worry, anxiety, you know, chewing over the same thing over and over and over again. I have that tendency, which I think is one of the reasons why the universe chose me to learn this, right? The worse you are when you start, the more, the further you can go with it, and they picked me, which tells me that they knew that I was a safety-motivated, constant worrier, always on the lookout for where I might have to protect myself or what bad thing might happen. And they said, Summer, let's learn a different way of living. If you can start changing your mind toward this, anybody can. Humanity can. And what happens when humanity starts to do this kind of work? That's when our world changes en masse. I mean, forget about all this stuff about we're in this new age of Aquarius or age of this or age of that. Yeah, it's nice to be sitting in a bed of positive energies that sort of are conducive to what we're doing, but we've got to do the work. All of us. This is why I'm like, share flow dreaming with somebody you know and love. Just share it. If they're not woo-woo, tell them, hey, there is this technique for getting in a great feeling state and it positively impacts your life and you will have a better day and you will have better things come to you. And all of those things that have been hard and difficult and pissing you off are going to now open up for you and become easier and happier and you'll have a lot more contentment. You should try this. It's awesome. Tell people, right? Let's get this light brigade going. All right. No more inner critic, no more self-consciousness, moving into flow, moving into happiness, moving into bliss. Now, I hope I've thoroughly convinced you why you should be doing this and what it will do for you. And I want you to have the actual experience of that. Right now, we're going to go to a break. Before we do, though, I want you to be thinking, getting ready. 5 minutes, that's all I'm going to steal you away for. And if you want, during the break, you can take a little peek because everything that you're going to experience and everything I'm talking about right now, it's actually at my website. It's at flowdreaming.com. And I have a whole shop, a storefront there, essentially. More than 100 flow dreams, 150 of them. Each one of these flow dreams is a recorded audio, not a meditation. It's a recorded audio. And what these recorded audios do is they help you move into flow. It's like doing it with a team, but I'm your team. And I'm also giving you the imagery. So I'm making it easier. I'm telling you what to feel. Telling you. You don't have to think it up. So I'm peeling off half of the work, making it even easier for you to get there. But there's all kinds of flow dreams. And I pack them together into playlists for you. And the playlists are related flow dreams that you can play together to affect a bigger change in your life. For instance, the one I'm going to recommend today is the Essential Flow Dreams playlist, best of playlist. People overlook this one because they like to get in and select, you know, I want this and I want to achieve that. The Essential Flow Dreams playlist hits all the biggies. I mean, the biggest core stuff. If you want the biggest, fastest inner change, you want to get there. You get the essentials and then you build off of those. You build into the specific areas. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff you can get. You can get Super Juicy Gratitude, Super Lucky, My Trouble-Free Life, Going Big, Speak My Truth. As you can see, a lot of these are interrelated. Overcome Procrastination. I also have them for health. I have them for money, right? More Money Monthly, tons of clients, all kinds of them. So go check out the store. And when we get back, we will drop into flow together and you'll feel better. Set you up for the rest of your day. So stick with me. Imagine if there were a store where you could walk down the aisle and pop some self-love into your basket. Or how about tons of clients? Or maybe you're more in the mood for some relationship repair. Or how about more money monthly? These are all flow dreams, and you can literally put them in your basket. You can use them, feel them, take them inside you, and become them. Become these things inside so that the universe starts offering them to you on the outside, in your life. You tell the universe who you are by feeling it first. You can find all of these flow dreams. I have more than 100 of them. They're at flowdreaming.com in my shop. Browse through, pick the things that you want to become, and put them in your cart. Now, you can find the Flow Dreaming Shop both on a regular computer as well as on your mobile device. On your mobile device, you can either use your browser to go to flowdreaming.com, or you can download my free app where you can browse through, listen to samples of all of the flow dreams that I've just been talking about. So go check them out. Choose a few playlists. Get started. Pick up my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream while you're at it, and that way you can really get started changing your life. Now let's get back to the program. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. So you probably heard during the break, there is a call-in number. This show actually broadcasts live every single week. It broadcasts on inflowradio.com. So you can go there right now. I'm scheduled to broadcast live every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And I go for about an hour. And during that show, during my live broadcast, I really encourage you to call in. You don't have to always have a question. I just want to talk to you. Questions about your life. Have you tried flow dreaming? Do you use flow? Have you had any amazing results from flow dreaming? Just tell me stuff. Let's talk. So today, of course, we're not doing that. But generally speaking, please try. I mean, it's worth it. Just, take some time off. Take a late lunch or whatever it may be. And give a listen to the live show. It's a whole different feel. It's very different than the on-demand. Because when we do Flow Dream together live, like I said, there is an energy, a connectivity. You might be Flow Dreaming live with, 20, 30, 100, 200, 300 people around the world, 500, I don't know however many are listening, doing the same thing with us. And whenever you add energies together, obviously, they grow bigger. Sort of like those worldwide meditations. So anyway, try those. So let's get this. First thing I want you to do is close your eyes with me, if you can, if you're not driving or something, of course. Close your eyes and just notice with me. How you feeling? Have you been going around in worry today? Have you especially been chewing on the same problem without reaching a resolution? Do you feel pressure? Feel weight on you? Do you have deadlines? Do you feel stress? Do you feel desperate? Do you feel powerless? Do you feel unsure and scared? Do you feel angry? Or like something was unfair? Take a sweep of all of these negative emotions. Notice which ones you have been playing in today. Been playing in them, feeling them, honing them, sharpening them, letting them grow. Right? These negative emotions, it's like mold growing on the top of a yogurt. Ooh, see that? Been letting it grow. It's not the mold's fault. It's just mold. Just what happens. It's just what is. No judgment. That's just what it is. These emotions in you. Something triggered them. Something that said, fix me. Address me. Help me. Solve me. And it triggered this feeling in you, one that was unpleasant enough to say, okay, I'll do something about this. And do something about this, that's exactly what you're doing now. You find yourself walking in your imagination, breathing deeply, letting all the tension out of your body, seeing yourself walking. You're walking on one of those pathways made of old wooden planks. Sometimes you see these heading down to a beach, going through the beach grasses. Maybe on a tropical island, maybe just somewhere on the coast. Maybe it's an old wooden plank pathway leading to a beautiful lake or river that you've been to or love. This old, beautiful path is well worn. These planks are smooth and soft from the millions of times you've walked them. Every day you've walked on this path, going into your emotional space over and over again. So many times you've lost count. Every time you felt something, you have moved on this path. You have worn it into a glossy, smooth light. Sometimes on this path, you've moved toward negativity, and that's what you've reached. Instead of an ocean of light, you've reached something icky and brackish. Stagnant water, a stagnant, decaying pool. And sometimes, when you've walked this path into your emotion, you've walked it into laughter and light and happiness, and it's a bright and beautiful pool of light, an ocean of flow and happiness and sparkles and joy and light. Right now you're walking. You're walking toward a new emotion. You're walking toward something inside yourself that feels better, that feels right. You are walking in it and toward it, and you're seeing the end of this path, and you are choosing the feeling right now. What is the feeling? How about gratitude? Thankfulness. Easy one to get into. One of the easiest ones to reach. I am grateful that I'm alive. I am grateful that I have this day. I am grateful that my kids are alive. I'm grateful that my parents are still here. I am grateful that my body is supporting me through the day. I am grateful that I have a job that pays me. I am grateful that I have someone who loves me. I am grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful I've got transportation. You say it. Any of these things, some of these things, maybe not all of these things, go into the basics. Thank you, gratitude. Thank you. I'm grateful for this. I am grateful for this. Thank you for this. You're right. It's a pleasure I take for granted. It's something I take for granted, and I have forgotten what a gift it is. And I return to that feeling in me. I return to that feeling in me. Now you stand here at the end of this path and you're looking out at this broad and beautiful and peaceful ocean of light and energy and flow. And it's filled with a light. It's a lighted lake, a lighted ocean. The light comes up from the bottom and it fills it and fuels it. And you can sit down on the bank, you sit down on the sand, and you put your toes in, and this frothy light comes up and it washes around your ankles. And you hear that sound of the waves coming in and the waves pulling out and the energy pulling in and the energy pulling out. And what you're recognizing and what you're feeling right now is every moment of every day, my emotions shift and they shift and they shift. And I let go and I release and I allow them to shift because today I want to feel good. Today I intend to feel good. Today I'm starting with gratitude. Today all those negative emotions, fine, I saw them. I noted them. I won't forget them. Their deed is done. Their work is done. They can go now. Scamper away. Scamper away. Let them go. Let the tension fall off of you. Let the pressure fall off of you. Let the stress release. Let the sorrow gone. You don't need it. Why do you need it? It's done its job. It's alerted you. It's told you. It said, fix me, help me. How are you going to do that now? You say, well, I'm going to call up a feeling that actually will fix me and will help me. Right now, I'm feeling peacefulness, peace, and contentment. Contentment, peace. Two feelings that everyone talks about, but how often do I get into them? What is peace for me? Peace, is it letting go of something? Is it just settling into a state of being where I just say, okay, everything is fine. Everything will be fine. Everything will work out. Everything will work out as it should. Everything will work out in the end. This too shall pass. And I'll return to that state of equilibrium, peace, contentment. I am content. All the things happening in my life are not leading me toward upset and unhappiness and sorrow. They are leading me toward contentment. My higher self, my greater self, my flow self, and my physical self, my mental self, are all helping me toward contentment. And if they are all helping me toward that, why would I be going in any direction other than that? I am self-directing. I choose the destination, and they are all choosing it with me and for me. I am content. Anything that doesn't align to that contentment is fixed, changed, altered, released, up-leveled. And now the last thing I do is plug in a little bit of happiness, a little bubbles. It's like I'm swimming down to the bottom of a beautiful seabed filled with pretty grasses and all kinds of bright and beautiful fish. And in my hands, I have something that creates bubbles, like the bubbles in a fish tank. It's a bubbler. And I place this bubbler right down there in the sand, this big, beautiful circle of light. And what is it bubbling up for me? It's bubbling happiness, little bubbles of happiness, little bubbles of joy that pop up and grow and reach the surface of me and my personality. And they're making me feel better. They're making me feel happy. They're adding it in. A little happiness. Oh, and I laugh. Oh, that's funny. Oh, I see the humor in that. Oh, what a nice thing to have happen. And I don't know exactly how these bubbles of happiness will express themselves through my day, but they're there and it's working for me. It's working for me in the background. It's working for me all day long. Bubbling up to the surface, little bits of joy, little bits of happiness, little bits of laughter, little bits of connection, little bits of love, little bits of positive mind frame, little bits of happy anticipation. There it is, bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. Each bubble that bursts gives me a little something different. And now I'm truly ready for my day. I'm ready. I feel different. I may not feel on top of the world, but I don't feel like where I was. And I note that in me. I note the shift. I feel a little different. And I like that feeling. And I especially like the power of knowing that I did that. I did it. I did that. And now I say to Flo, thank you. Thank you. I'll come back here often and again, and we'll do more. And now holding that, we come back, return, back from flow. Eyes open. So what we just did there has all the hallmarks of a flow dream, right? Real one. I took you through it kind of longer. than I typically do on the show. And I want you to look back and reflect on some of the things that happened for you. All right? You probably lost track a little bit. Maybe there were a few things that distracted you during. Maybe someone interrupted you. Maybe your phone went off. Maybe there was some noise in the background. Maybe you had a worry thought pop in. That's fine. Then you drifted back into flow. There were moments where you really felt the feeling state. You got into the emotional state. Maybe you saw the images. You saw it. You were daydreaming. And you recognize it. Hey, that's a lot like daydreaming. It is. But you were plugging in intention. You were plugging in feelings. You were going inside yourself and changing how you feel instead of waiting for the world to change you. That is the main difference between a flow dreamer, a co-creator, a manifester, a person filled with inner power. That's the main difference between them and everyone else. They remember the power is in me. I don't wait for my day to change me. I change my day. I do. So you experienced a flow dream. You experienced it perhaps for the very first time. Perhaps this is your 100th time. I urge you. Right after this podcast ends, this episode ends, go to the website, find something. I even have a simple one called Instant Alignment. It's like $5. Try it. Of course, I want you to get something bigger and more and like really get into it, robust. But whatever it takes, try it. There's not a lot of other practices out there that help you shift your being. It's almost like cognitive therapy. Recently took my son through an 8-week course in that. Cognitive therapy. And I realized I've been doing cognitive therapy on my emotional self for 18 years. Wow. All roads lead to Rome. This is it for you. This can be the thing that changes not only your inner landscape, your inner feeling state day by day, but ends up remodeling your entire life. Imagine if you became really powerful inside yourself, really strong, if you didn't second guess yourself anymore, if you had a decision and you made it, if you had a direction and you struck out toward it, if you realized I'm feeling unhappy and crappy and you said, no more, done. If the people in your life that made you feel this way are no longer allowed to make you feel this way, they have no more power over you. Imagine that. Imagine if you could cultivate and craft in more love, more free time, more me time, time to yourself, more balance. This is what you can do. And it all starts with your decision to just do it. And if you can't do it on your own, get into a support group. Come to I Love Flow Dreaming on Facebook. That's a group where we all get together. We flow. And if you even want more support than that, because you're like hell bent on this, you're like, you know what? This is time. Come join me in Me School. I have hours open now each week to talk to you about if you want to join, if you don't want to join, if this is the time or this isn't the time, when is the right time, right? It's open. Me School is enrolling now. So come join me. And that's how you can get that even more elevated and escalated level. And if you can't do any of those, please just do it yourself. We've done it and I've demonstrated it. And I'm hoping right now you feel really positive about your day ahead. I do. I feel actually something a little different than positivity. Right now, I'm feeling, you can probably tell in me, my inner power just went way up. Oh yeah, this is how my day is going to go. Like somebody just thwacked me in the head and reminded me. Oh yeah, you're powerful. Why did you forget that? Oh yeah. What? Yeah, I just got centered in my inner power. Maybe you have a little different experience. But that's the one I tend to go for most. So obviously that's where flow took me. So, that's it. That's it for today's episode. And I hope you guys will all join me next week. I should be live again as we get to episode number 567, where we'll be covering more topics just like this, going out in all different areas of what flow is and who you are and what you are truly capable of. Until then, I love all of you guys. Go out and have a splendid and wonderful day. Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go.
please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.